Well, you know, in reading the material that I received from the company, you explain how before we're 5 years old, we're doing this, we're using all of our perceptions, we're speed reading the world, if that makes sense, and then we get into school and we get slowed down and we're forced to focus on one word at a time, and so it's like up until five, we're automatically doing this, and then we get taught not to.
Yes, in fact, the National Education Association has a graph that vividly shows this. From birth until the age of five, we learn at a tremendous rate of speed with total accuracy. We're all, literally every one of us, born with a photographic memory, and that's so easy to prove. You simply read something to a preschool child today, we'll say, and come back a month from now and read the same thing to them and make a mistake somewhere. They'll point the mistake out instantly.
Yeah.
So something happens along the way, and it happens very, very vividly at the age of five. From that point on, the rest of our lives, the learning curve of life, as the National Education Association calls this particular graph, it reverses. It goes backwards. It goes down from that point on. And, of course, the major thing that happens at age five is we go to school. Now, what is happening when we go to school is that we had this natural, automatic ability to assimilate information at phenomenal rates of speed with total accuracy. And when we go to school, as you mentioned, we're then taught to utilize reading as the primary vehicle for learning, and we're taught this way to learn. Well, we already knew how to learn. The method we're taught in school is called a rote memory system of learning, and it's based upon reading as the primary vehicle, and then repetition, 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 until, and I love this expression, until it sinks in. Well, where does it sink to? When we finally have gotten it, it actually has gone into the subconscious part of the human brain. And when we read, as we conventionally read, all we're doing is using a conscious-level, short-term memory function of our brain. And in doing that, our retention is pathetic. We read something through one time, and again, these are National Education Association statistics, we actually only comprehend 50% of it by the time we've completed reading it through one time. We've already lost 50% of it just because it's all short-term memory function of the brain. And literally within 48 hours after that, we lose 90% of the original 50% we got. So our retention factor from reading something through once is only like 5% beyond 48 hours. That's why we're told in school that we need to read things over and over and over again, take notes on them, discuss them, and then cram, if you will, right up until the moment we take a test so we can pass the test, which says we learned something, and then we forget it after we pass the test.
And that's so true. And you know, and I continue to do that. I feel like I have a test twice a week. I do all the research for these shows, and I really do. I stay up, you know, one night I stayed up till 4 in the morning reading everything I could to really get a good grasp on it.
Right.